Welcome back to the Humane Society News Show with Tina and
Corey.
And I had mentioned there at the end of the last segment there, the first segment for the show, that we were going to talk a little bit about dog training and dog trainers in this case. Now, I know, and maybe some of those who have listened to the show in the past know that the Fairfield Area Humane Society is offering dog training classes.
Yes.
Through dog trainer Dave. Mm-hmm. However, I am aware, and maybe some who are listening today is aware, that just recently there has been a dog trainer who has been not doing what maybe, well, Bill, the humane officer, and what the sheriff, the county sheriff, it maybe isn't following the right ways of when it comes to training dogs. And we just wanted to talk a little bit about how to be aware of knowing if you've got the right trainer for you. I speak to other people. I know most of you already know I do the Talking with Tina show, and I've had people on with me who are professionals and they own businesses, and they always say, you know, I'm not going to help somebody or work with somebody who may not be the right person for me. We may not click or get along. I think that the same goes for dog trainers as well. You've got to be able to know your dog trainer a little bit. You are going to leave your animal. Some people, Corey, pay thousands and thousands of dollars to get their dog trained. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go on with this one. And what are your thoughts about that? What can we inform our listeners today?
Well, we talk about it all the time. Our animals are like our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's half the reason that we do this and half the reason that we get frustrated when someone doesn't treat animals properly.
Especially when you are paying them to take care
that,
of your animal.
Yeah, that, well, that's even a whole nother level
of disgust. Disgusting, disturbing.
Yeah. You know, we talked about it before we came on. I mean, picking a dog trainer or a vet or a groomer or wherever you board your animal, if you have to do that when you go on vacation, you really want to kind of treat that as when you're doing background check to check to see where your kids are going to go to daycare, you know, or if you have the luxury to send them to private school where you're going to send them. I mean, and everybody these days can put on a good show, you know. So it's real hard because you'd like to believe that everybody's being honest up front.
So what are some signs maybe, Corey, to know if somebody is maybe not doing what they say they should be or just to be careful of, maybe a checklist to follow when you're doing that?
Yeah, I thought the biggest thing for me in this situation, and I don't want to go into it a lot. I mean, there's pending charges and the guy's still running from the law type of thing. But in that situation, especially when you're paying the kind of money that people pay these days to train their dogs, the biggest red flag for me was multiple people had said, well, you know, it was a 1-month training program and I wasn't supposed to come see my dog during the training.
So that
I
right
thought
there,
that was weird.
Which, and what? The dog trainer Dave over at the Fairfield Area Humane Society, he wants you there for the type of training that you're showing to bond the owner and the... So, I mean, for an entire month, to me, that...
I thought that was odd. I mean, you know, I don't claim to be...
That could devastate your animal,
I don't
think.
Claim to be an expert in terms of... Because this was like canine... This was like police dog training type of thing. But it just didn't make sense. And quite honestly... Me personally, I wouldn't go a month without seeing my dog. And the other
so that could be a red flag right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so find out from other dog trainers these same questions. Go to more than one person.
Most everybody knows. And if you're legitimate and you're honest, you're not gonna be running around bashing everybody just so people bring their dog to you. I mean, you want to give. You want to inform your customer and let them know what you do, what's different or whatever. So I think that's a big thing. But even I totally lost what I was going to say. Oh, the other thing was it was interesting to me in that situation is, and again, apparently this gentleman talked a pretty good game. And it seemed pretty legit. So I don't want to, you know, make people that put their dogs in that situation feel bad, you know, but you would drop your dog off somewhere at like the office. You never actually saw where they were being
trained
or boarded or fed or housed. You know what I mean? So I think that's another thing you want to know where, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When and you know what, like, to me, I'm just like, this situation with this guy or not, period. Anybody who's going to get your dog training for your dog. These are just signs to be, you know what I'm saying, Corey? I just, just put this down, get a pen and paper and write this down. Okay. So ask multiple trainers, call somebody else up and say, do I have to bring my dog and drop them off and not see the dog for a month? Find out what their opinion is. They may say, no, or they may say, yeah, that is the general rule. And if it's not somebody here in Ohio, call another state and ask somebody there. And Facebook, social network, I think that's another way. Now, that can help and that can hurt sometimes. But in this case, if you're trying to find somebody that's reputable, just that is one of the things. Just like you're going to get a doctor. If you're diagnosed with something, you're going to go see more than one doctor to find out, to make sure. Find out to make sure if it's coming to your dog, with your dog, especially if there's thousands of dollars involved.
Yeah, and again, it's an unfortunate situation because at one point he had a good reputation. And then something changed and people kind of were blindsided by it. But if I'm training, getting my dog trainer, I'm more like the hands-on. I really think, you know, even with just and this is completely separate, but the basic training classes that we offer are for basic obedience to make your dog a little more user-friendly. I use quotation marks that you guys can't see.
Well, and what I know
you
say. But
just easy basic stuff at home, sit. Stay, you know, it's dog socialization. And you really want to be involved in that. Dave and I visited the prison program last week. We have up to, I think we have 20 dogs there right now. So we had all the inmates and their dogs and their secondary handlers in like the gymnasium. And we spent 3 hours. And the biggest thing that we were trying to push during that time is you know, because most of the guys had their dogs trained really well, even some of the ones where their dogs hadn't been there that long, but some of them, the dog would only listen to them.
I see.
And so we're trying to get through, like, you want, it's same with our training classes, husband and wife, we want you both to come to class because we don't want the dog just to listen to one person.
Right.
So we were talking to the handlers, like, hey, you need to get your secondary involved so the dog listens to more than just one person. And then you guys really just need to swap dogs to test that dog's ability out, because a lot of people, we've talked about it, to where a lot of people look at the prison program because they want a dog that they know knows basic commands. And we have had some people who are like, okay, I'm really having a hard time. And then we kind of show them how they're being trained. And they got to realize that they're still going to have to do a little bit of training with them. But, you know, the whole idea of hands-on training is just kind of more what I think makes sense. Because, you know, these...
It's your dog.
Yeah, these places that you send your dog to get trained a certain way. Even when you look at shows on TV, like the police canine shows. I've told you before, I'm into watching all the animal shows and whatnot. Their dog isn't getting trained by someone else. I mean, the officer is training their dog. I mean, they might have some basic stuff already done by someone else, but you have to really have a good relationship with your animal. So,
well, and that's what I was going to say. I think, in my personal own opinion, yes, if you're going to go and get your dog trained and it is going to be very costly for you, I mean, well, for me, if I did this, I'll use myself, of course.
Right.
I'm going to find a trainer that's going to say, yes, I want you to come to learn what I'm teaching them so you can continue to do this with your dog. Because, yeah, your dog is going to know it. But you, as the owner, are you going to know what to say and what to do with their technique?
Yeah.
So I think that in itself makes just sense.
Just
so
keep them. Yeah. I mean,
I do. Do you think so?
Yeah, there are personal opinions. We're not saying anything.
No, that's
right
why
or wrong.
It's just my opinion. Yeah,
mine
that's
too.
For me,
it totally depends. But before we run out of time, because there were like three other things I wanted to just throw out there, but let's do this to save a little bit of time. If you go to our website, fairhumane.org, there is a link in the top corner for our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We were talking about social media earlier. Yes. Our Facebook page is the easiest way to get the freshest news, I guess, in terms of what's going on. Like right now, we have a photo contest going on through the Petco Foundation that we'd like people to check out. That's posted on Facebook. So you can vote Jennifer, my employee that takes all the pictures from our website. She submitted a photo, so we want you to go on there and vote for that. And then check out all the new stuff we got going on.
Sounds good.
All right. Corey,
thank you so much. Hey, you've been listening to the Humane Society News Show. We hope you enjoyed it and hope you have a great week. Good day. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when